The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Circuit.
Completing the circuit. Going into your mouth.
Okay.
Coming back out your piss hole.
Okay.
Right back
in your mouth.
Now that creates a duck ton of energy.
OBSBeers.com's open bottle tuck. OBSBeers.com's open bottle tuck.
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.net, Colorado Hot.
So you pee in your mouth.
You piss in, yeah.
Okay, so show me again. You piss.
So picture a hamster wheel.
Okay, hamster
wheel. And so to get energy, that's how you would get energy as a hamster
okay,
wheel.
Okay, so it's moving.
Now imagine instead of a hamster wheel,
okay,
the wheel is your piss going
completing
into your mouth.
Completing the circuit.
Completing the circuit. Going into your mouth.
Okay.
Coming back out your piss hole.
Okay.
Right back
in your mouth.
Now that creates a duck ton of energy. Now, I don't want to be foul on here. You know what I mean?
Quack.
Do you underdig?
I do. Continue,
so
sir.
So, what I've done...
Right.
Is I've done... All that energy I can harness. I hook wires up to my body.
Yeah.
My nipples. The backs of my knees.
Okay. Wait, I'm laughing.
There's nothing funny.
Well, think about it. It's like, what are you doing, John? Nothing. And you're hooking up electrodes to the back of your knees.
No, I would never keep this a secret.
Right, except for the people in the basement.
I consider myself maybe a Jesus type, maybe a Malcolm X type. Maybe a Columbus type. Those, I feel like those are all the same kind of person.
Okay,
a Jefferson.
The
if
Jefferson.
You will.
If
you
will.
Will.
Oh, if,
and I'm sure you would.
Hey, I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to get,
why would you?
I'm trying to get the scoop on this revolutionary
No, I'll
energy
go on.
Thing.
Yeah. So, where was I? Backs of my knees.
Right.
Nipples. Right eyelid and the north side of my right earlobe, depending on what direction I'm
going. Right.
Things like that. I can harness the energy into, say a car battery that's dead. Okay.
Right. Okay.
I could power a toaster oven, right? This is just one of me.
Okay, one
I
of
could,
you.
I
understand. Okay. I get what you're saying, right.
So I've basically I've took, you know.
Right.
I found some people.
Uh-uh.
And maybe they have less money.
Okay.
Than most.
Okay, little not privileged in the pockets.
Right, sure.
Okay.
I would say that.
Okay.
Maybe I found him sleeping on the street. I can't tell if it's the street or a house. I don't judge.
You're not house
Sometimes
shaming.
I'm walking into people's houses.
Right.
Plucking them out of beds.
Oh, okay, you're just waking them up. Good Samaritan.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, I
That's
see what you're saying.
That's just something I do.
So you're teaching
Some people
me.
Go on walks. I wander in houses. I just don't know what's a house and what's not. So I'm getting
right.
these people. Maybe they're from the streets.
Okay.
Maybe they're not. That's my
point. But you're doing good things.
Yeah, they're asking me for weird things. Crack. I don't know what that is.
Right. Help.
Yeah.
Can I let me go?
Right.
Things
water.
Like that.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's
I don't understand. What is it? Cantonese they're speaking? I don't get it.
Right. You know, Cantonese is pretty hard to understand, and I get it.
Yeah,
Even I won't even understand Cantonese.
No.
You know, but I mean...
How would you? I speak traditional Mandarin.
Right.
But it's not absolutely ridiculous for you to expect me to do Cantonese as well.
Right.
I mean,
I get all these people...
And none of them are white, by the way. That would be rude.
Right.
And then I just, you know, they're all hooked up to the wires.
To the wires.
Backs of the knees, nipples.
The right side, north facing.
The north facing side of the right earlobe,
and
depending
you're
on which
them,
side you're facing.
Now, does it necessarily have to be a male to do this pissing circle connection thing? To get this energy?
No. Check this out. Women actually create more energy.
Okay.
But I think that they're just not humans, I guess you would say.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Subpar-ish
so
a little
an
bit.
Issue. Definitely.
Definitely subpar.
And I would never want to benefit them.
You would never want to.
Frankly.
Okay.
It's irresponsible.
Okay, now if you had a chance to let the world know about this really awesome. I mean, you're letting them know now.
Yeah, I'll let them know.
Like, is this a better alternative than fossil fuels? The pissing in your own mouth?
It's way worse.
It's worse.
it's
worse. Okay, hold on now. I don't mean to laugh.
No, there's nothing funny. There's nothing funny.
So, it's worse. It's way worse.
It's way worse.
But do you get energy through the wires where you're able to power a house?
You get more energy than anything.
So it's just... So you don't really need anything else?
No.
All right, well...
You don't. But...
Okay.
I mean...
Okay.
It kills people, sure.
Oh, well, you know...
The whole operation is illegal.
Okay.
This city... I'm actually not supposed to be in the city.
Okay.
They've kicked me out for it.
So you're supposed to be in the rural areas with the pissing?
Oh, yeah.
Power,
oh, yeah.
Battery, human power,
well, I'm
pissing
in cahoots
battery.
With the cartels now. I've
okay.
been in jail at least 3 times.
Right.
Okay, no, we're good. I'm just, yeah, constantly on the run.
Okay.
But it's fine. I mean, nothing, it's all, it's basically slavery.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, you know, that's a choice I heard. All right, we're going to go ahead and get you guys out of here. So if you had anything to tell anyone about your endeavors of this thing, what would you call this project? To save humanity.
Operation Jaundice Piss Face.
.org.
That's a coincidence. The name is a coincidence.
Oh, the name.
That's
is
my dad's name.
That okay, fair enough.
That was
all
my
right.
father's name.
Well,
so I named it after him.
I want to say thank you.
I love you, Dad. Operation.
Yeah, absolutely.
His first name is Operation.
Hey, and as we always say, what the fuck?
What's your fuck story?
Yeah. Boys and girls from around the world, it's time for random morbid cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer.
Hey, I'm done shitting, guys. Just shat for 4 days straight. Maybe that's not the best way to come in on a podcast.
No, I think
maybe
that's
I
great.
Maybe I can switch it up. Maybe
no,
I can,
no, you did a fantastic
make
job.
Make sure my audio levels are actually
are you
right.
Good? Are you good?
Am I right? Am I good?
I don't know.
My mixer isn't pulled up, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, go ahead and
there
pull
we go.
Up. You're good now?
Am I what?
Are you ready to go?
Am I ready to go for what?
It's your part of the show.
Are we supposed to be doing the show now?
Yeah, it's your part of the show.
Okay.
This is your segment, bro.
Okay, well then I'll go ahead.
All right, handle it, baby.
I was just going to wing it, but that's a good idea. You're on to something.
Oh, thanks.
We were talking about dolphins earlier.
We were.
Me and you talk about animal facts off of the air a lot.
We do.
Just out of sheer coincidence.
And
we're just
yeah,
such good
I was
buddies.
Telling you, I was telling you about a movie. So I was telling you about a movie
yes.
called, back in the day, called Dark Side of Dolphins, where
yes.
they actually showed you
Yes.
Some things that dolphins are horrendous for.
Yes.
That are very human-like.
Like Ponzi schemes.
Oh, yes.
They
yes,
set up
yes.
a lot of Ponzi schemes.
They also do a lot of Bitcoin mining. I didn't know that either.
I heard dolphins were the ones that set up Fire Festival.
That is true. They that also heard that
dolphins
one of,
and Ja Rule.
I think there was one dolphin. I don't forget his name. He started Burning Man. It was the weirdest fucking thing. I'm like, how did he do
it's
it?
It's Burning Dolphin.
Burning Dolphin. Burning and then, dolphin. You know, of course, the man procreated that from a species.
Yeah, well, we wanted equality.
So what happened was they changed the name of the movie to something different that was less offensive or demeaning to the species, right? You would think as a person who really
we wouldn't
loves,
want to offend the dolphin community.
Well, I'm just saying, people who really enjoy dolphins wouldn't want to support a movie called The Dark Side of Dolphins.
I think fuck them.
Right, fuck them, dolphins.
If you support dolphins, fuck you, man.
This is true. So, with the coincidence of where we're going with this, the reason why I'm kind of butting in on this, your part, is because as I was talking about this random thing, this movie, you were looking and researching what you wanted to talk
you were
about
listing.
This show.
Yeah, you were listing, like, you were like, they do this and they do this.
And
all
then
the
out
fucked
of nowhere,
up
you
shit
pulled
dolphins
up Reddit,
do.
And sure enough, what'd
and
you
I,
find?
Yeah, I was on the Reddit. This page has become my goddamn Bible for these animal facts. It's the same thread. I can just go through here forever. So there's one where we're talking and I see dolphins. So it's just a quick one. But apparently dolphins will tear the heads off of fish that they find and use it like a fleshlight.
For those that don't know what a fleshlight, we tune into Key from obsbeers.com. Hey guys, I'm in Chopper 2, and I'm letting you guys know that a fleshlight is
Chopper
a thing you
two.
Put. What?
I'm in Chopper 2.
That's what that is.
I'm in Chopper 2. There's a slowdown on the 95 and also dolphins.
Let me get back to the bit. Hold on. A fleshlight, ladies and gentlemen, a fleshlight is a thing a gentleman will put his dick in. I don't even know why they call it well, technically it would be a flashlight with a false bottom. Ha ha ha.
Oh my god, our helicopters are getting close.
Back to you, John. That was correspondent Key from obsbeers.com in Helicopter Chopper 2.
Everyone died.
That was horrible, Sean.
That was bad. We don't have any grip awesome. On this. We don't and have the, any grip on this.
In the Grammy for horrible fucking skit.
Are we getting
of the
a daytime Emmy? What is a daytime Emmy? By the way,
the
I hear that, but news people get it.
Well, that's because they do a better helicopter.
They deserve more recognition.
They do.
I love
when
news
they start
people.
Talking about what dolphins do with fleshlights. Then you got yourself a story.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes they get inappropriate on those bitches. You're like, how is there not a producer in their ear going, what the fuck are you saying? Like, you know what I mean? There's a deaf grandma watching what you're saying on closed caption. And they say some wild fucking shit sometimes it's live. Okay,
right.
Anyway.
Okay, so they rip the heads off these fish
and they
make a fleshlight.
They
for
just
those that couldn't
fuck
hear,
it. And,
a fleshlight is a thing you put your dick in. The bottom line is,
yeah,
I don't
it's
know
a dildo. It's
in.
A fake flesh. It's fake flashlight, and it has a pussy in it. A pocket pussy is another term for it.
And they fuck the shit out of it.
So they take it, and then so the funny thing that I picture here is Key brought up earlier. They don't have hands, so what I picture immediately, they just have the fins. So I picture like this Shark Tale esque animation. Grabbing it. I told him I pictured the big, Italian kind of mob boss sharks from Shark Tales.
Maybe.
Just fucking Will Smith's shark head.
So here's what we know. Dolphins work great as teams. So the question is, would another dolphin slide it on the dolphin's dick?
Definitely. And if you don't, straight up, you're a shit homie.
Yeah, you're a shit fish homie.
Straight up, you don't get none of the drink.
Yeah. Wait, but we're in the water. Wait a minute.
There's drank everywhere. You think that they don't have codeine in the ocean, man? You don't think the fucking Gulf of Mexico got
why
some motherfucking activist cousin?
You know he's right next to the codeine factory, Blair.
You know he got it,
that
bro.
Shit was hilarious.
You know he got that mud. That's why they call it that. Now it ain't just at the bottom of the sea. It's in his styrofoam because all that, there's
a
lot of litter.
I have a question.
It's a lot of litter.
Here's a question for you now from Miss Tanisha from Twitch. For those that want to participate in any of our follies here on chilloveradio.net on our show, we also stream live on Twitch, and our handle is obsbeers2014. So Tanisha asked,
I love you, Tanisha.
Now Do they eat it afterwards? That's the real question. So after they fuck the fish,
that
do
depends.
They eat it?
It's saying here, and this is official. American ones do not because they are wasteful. Native American ones do. They use every part of the fish.
Head. Are we serious? That's great. That is great.
And they, America. You know, because that's, Native Americans are smart. The humans, they use every part of the buffalo. The dolphins, they fuck every part of the fish. And then eat it afterwards.
Ladies and gentlemen,
use the spine
got,
to pick their teeth or
we've
something.
We got a good friend in the building, Monkey Wrench in the building. Monkey Wrench in the house. What
we
up,
love
man?
Love you, Monkey Wrench.
He keeps
great.
Using my real name, and that's a no-no. He has to call me
your
by...
Your full name?
Yeah, he's actually using my real name, and that's a no-no.
Dude, I love your real
no,
name.
No,
can
that's
we talk,
a,
can we have a little segment on your real name?
Yeah, we can do it, but...
I love, dude, this is so genuine.
There's
I hope you can feel my cock throbbing when I fucking say...
Don't be such a dolphin. Can we get out of this segment, please? I'm already
just,
creeped
yes,
out, dude.
Yeah, I know. My dick is already smelling
need,
like
I
fish
I need this
head.
To be back to dolphin-safe tuna. Come on.
All right.
Never heard of OBS beers? Google that shit.
Hey, check this out. You ever wonder what a bug chaser is? Well, here, I'm here to tell you. A bug chaser is a person who's very adventurous. And then you're like, wow, but where does the bugs come in? I'm glad you asked. These people literally seek out people with various STDs. AIDS, herpes, chlamydia, you name it, they hunt it. Now, here's what they get off on. They won't wear any protection, and they want it filthy. The rush is, will they get it?
Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
how you doing? On today's episode, me and Sean, after I announce all the beers, we're going to be rapping the entire time.
No.
We're going to be dropping bars.
No.
No, come on, Sean.
No, we're not.
We're both very skilled in the wabi-sabi art of hip-hop.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, we don't even have to use auto-tune. We don't even have to make sense. There, it is believable. If you can believe it, we can achieve it. So I don't know why. We haven't yet done Google that shit. So, let's talk about the beers
because
on today's show.
Because you want to know why we haven't done Google that shit? Because you insist on writing to no beat and then having a beat created.
Yes.
And then I've done this a lot. Not just make songs, but record people that try to do that shit. And that shit doesn't work.
You can't get inside my head when
you
I...
You ever heard someone rap off beat?
All
they ain't
them.
Even off.
All of them.
You know why?
Why?
Because they didn't write it to that beat.
Exactly. And that's
they wrote
what's
it
dope.
To nothing. And so then they
I'm
went, hey,
be,
give
I'm
me a beat. I'll write on it.
I'm trying,
I already
I'm trying
got
to
this
be
shit.
Relevant.
I'll fit it in.
I'm trying to be relevant. We can't. Shoot. That was horrible.
That's outdated now.
Yeah,
it's
hot.
Blueface now.
It's what?
Blueface.
Oh, I know who that is. Is he singing that Tatiana song?
Yeah.
God.
He has this other one, and I love it because he's like, his voice is like,
oh, but I can't make a fucked up song about Google that shit. But you're all
no, man.
You're so weasy
you gotta,
about it.
No, you gotta.
Okay, look,
he's off beat, but he's on beat in like a G Herbo way.
Like Kirby the Who, the Disney car.
Like yeah, Kirby, he's sucking everybody off.
No, what? That's not a gangster name. What's your G's name, dog? His name's Kirby. Like, why are you calling Kirby?
No, I'm saying
he sucks everyone off. That's not gangster.
You said Kirby.
He's like, and when they say pull up, dog, pull up, that doesn't mean up to the glory hole. What are you doing? Look, we can debate about this in a little bit, but what I want to do is talk about the beer, and I'm going to do some little ketchup real quick. So we're going to do a little thing.
You put ketchup on the beer?
No, well, maybe. Just hold your horses if you have any still.
Yeah, no, it's tame. It's
okay, so, let me ask you a question, Sean.
Yes, sweetie pie.
We are in episode 84.
An open relationship. Sorry. Episode what?
Okay, first off, this isn't
what?
Fucking Willow and fucking the black comedian guy, whatever his name is.
What
that
the fuck are we
he was on
about?
Stage and he was like, "That's my motherfucking best friend. I love him." You said he was trolling. Willow Smith and
Jaden Smith.
No, the same guy. What was his name?
Tyler the Creator.
Yeah,
I forgot all about that. What happened with that? That's how you know it was just some bullshit.
Maybe it wasn't.
No, it was.
But when you're saying what we're doing is not what I'm thinking, you feel
Jaden
me?
Jaden Smith is 5 to 7 years behind everything I do. I'll say that right away.
Like seriously.
Like all of the fucking.
I like how we're we're talking about Will Smith's son,
dude. Today, or daughter, or whatever. I genuinely feel like I'm on like Quaaludes today.
Dude, nothing wrong with that.
I want Bill Cosby to fuck me in the whole nine.
I don't know how I feel about that. Is it too soon?
It's not soon enough.
It's not soon.
Frankly, I wanna still feel the pussy juice from that one bitch.
Which one? There were so many. So many.
I don't care. I'm into it.
You doesn't
What's
matter.
What's that? The show is canceled now? Okay. Right.
Does it really matter if it's been canceled? Hold on, I'm just kind of adjusting.
We're
going to
keep going anyway.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. Okay, so. All right. We'll be right back after this sweet commercial break.
Brew Rebellion, small batch handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online and join the rebellion.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here.
What's a deep throat beat?
Okay, I don't fucking know what the fuck he's talking
about.
So,
Wrench, is that some new shit?
I think he wants to suck Blueface off. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, it's 2019, bro. Like,
yeah,
that dick.
He's an annoying. I think one of the reasons why people don't like him is because he's got like Justin Bieber good looks, and he's supposed to be this.
I've never seen what he looks like.
He's a good looking cat.
Yeah, and his name is what? Blueface Gill?
Just Blueface.
All right, let me go look. I'm going to look real quick. Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
And there's even a picture of him where he looks like an emo kid. And
okay, hold on.
Everyone's been circulating.
All right,
that.
Blue,
he's got like bangs.
Blueface, one word?
Yep.
And it would be BL. Well, it'll tell me.
Yep, Blueface. Which, everything's spelled normal, just one word.
Oh, yeah. He's a light skinned dude.
Yeah,
like with
he's a
good looking
dude, though.
That's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
Yo, Wrench,
it
by
makes
all
sense.
Means, it makes sense.
If you're
dude.
Into sucking dick, then that makes sense.
That makes sense, bro.
Especially, right. He said he likes black dudes, too.
And he likes them. And that's a safe
right
black, too. He's real
that's
light skinned.
That's a safe black.
That's a safe
you're
black.
You're a racist piece of shit.
I'm a safe black. I'm a safe black. I'm not going to draw any attention to any white girls.
No.
Yeah.
You want to do a beer?
Huh?
You want to do a beer?
We got to start the show. Are you going to record or at
I've
least,
been recording.
I know. Are you going to stop? Salty.
Go ahead.
They said salty. Ladies and gentlemen, by this point of the show, we're going to start. I think everything else was just kind of a pre-warm-up to what's about to go down today. So let's start the show off properly. Sean, how have you been? We've been having a great conversation. So how have you been all week? Has it been productive? Has it not been productive? Has it been the same? Let me know.
Oh, I'm just, it's, everything is really miserable and constantly uncomfortable. Everything's been going great.
Okay.
That's just my constant state. So.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. And as for me, I'm living in the moment of your depression, and I'm happy
well,
to be
you.
Here.
Living vicariously through my depression.
Yeah, I love it. I think it puts it in perspective of me going, I don't have it so bad, and it makes me internally laugh at your shortcomings, and I appreciate that shared joy. You're a good friend.
No, I know. That's why you call me every morning, and you go, hey, what's going wrong in your life? And I go,
exactly.
What do you mean? Like, I sprained my ankle this morning, and you go, oh, yeah, tell me more. And I go, what are you doing? Are you jacking off right now? And you
right.
say, no, I'm not. Tell me about how your uncle died last week. And I go, why do you want to know that? And he goes, oh, a little more tears, Sean.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm not going to lie. As an older person,
you always lie. All you do is lie to me.
Well, I'm going to lie around you right now and hold you.
Very nice.
But I'm telling you, your tears just, man,
that's
it's the best
shit.
Fucking loop. Dude, you need to start bottling it and marketing it.
Let me tell you something. I already do.
Well, good.
Well, my dad does. He makes me. He tickles me till I cry.
Stop. Good to do the show.
Let's do the beer.
Okay, so what we got here are three interesting beers. So we're got I've got this beer from Flying Fish, and it's 15%.
Why do you do
this? Actually, I didn't know it was a 15%.
You're lying.
No, I was only going by
Again with the lie.
I just grabbed it randomly because, you know, we got too much beer. The next beer I have is from Kincaidr Brewing Company, and the ABV on this monkey is 6.7%.
Okay.
And then I have something that actually is fairly out right now. And
Out, what do you mean, like popular?
It just came out. It just came out probably within the past month.
Oh, it's newly released.
And I know you're like, well, how is that a month? Isn't it? Trust me, in the world of beer,
it's still circulating. Yeah.
I seen it in bars, so I had to get one. And this is at 6%.
Okay.
So
makes up for that 15.
Do you want to do the new released one last, or do you want to hold the 15% for last?
No, let's get the 15 the fuck out of the way.
You want to do the 15%?
I am that kind of guy.
So we'll do the new release last, and it's Oscar Blues. All right, so we'll do Oscar Blues last. We'll do Kincaidr second.
Okay.
And then we're going to start off with this Flying Fish 15%.
Let's go dick first into this bitch.
Check out this transition.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right, Sean, you wanted to get it out of the way?
Yes,
so we're
going
to get it out of the way.
Okay.
We got a 15%er.
15%.
That's 15%. Up there, bro. It's in a 12-ounce bottle.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so this is what we got here from Flying Fish. Now, what's cool is it's called Exit 3. All right, Exit 3.
And what is that reference to?
It's all the exits off the freeway. And these guys, let me kind of go backtrack.
All the exits?
They're from Somerdale, New Jersey. So these are New Jersey freeway exits. Exit 3, Exit 4, Exit. And they name all their beers usually off of one of the exits. So this is Exit 3 is a legit exit on the New Jersey highway.
What would be Exit 3 for us? The only Exit 3 I could think of is 215.
It would be somewhere on 215, yeah.
It goes Gibson, Stephanie. What's after Stephanie? Valley View? I think so.
Yeah, something like that. Let's hope so. But 15%, so they're called Flying Fish Brewing Company out of Somerdale, New Jersey. You guys can check them out on the web, flyingfish.com. So the name of this beer is a whole name, so normally we don't talk about the names of the beers, but it actually it's its whole entire name. So this is Exit 3, Blueberry Braggot Honey Ale Brewed with Blueberries.
Braggot is offensive.
Not really. Braggot... In a nutshell,
they used to call me that as a kid. I used to wear makeup.
They used to call you a braggot.
Yeah,
I don't mean to laugh at you, but that's funny.
They called me a brickin' braggot.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you come bruck my brick? They said.
No, what?
You brickin' braggot.
I was gonna explain what it is, but your explanation of a braggot is way better.
Yeah, no, they would be like, "Let me, you know, brick this brildo in your brass hole," is what they would say. You little braggot.
Oh, and this actually comes from. it actually comes from somebody. I forgot. And this beer was provided by Andy Sufton.
Why did
Sufton.
You put that fucking much in there?
That's my cup, you dick.
There's both of them are that full.
I like to share.
He said that's my cup.
You said very simply.
Both of those are yours, right?
Freestyle ain't for free. So here's your cost.
No, that's...
Well, hold on. Look. Stop.
Okay.
Listen, bust it down, Tatiana. Just bust it down.
Let's just do this.
So listen. So the beer was provided from Andy Sufton.
Thank you, Andy Sufton.
Brew Rebellion.
I love you, Andy Sufton.
Yeah, Andy, appreciate it. Let me go.
I'd love to receive a mural of your penis and balls. I would.
Gross, but
a mural, not a picture. I'm not a sick fuck, Key.
Okay, but a mural.
A mural.
Well,
my mother does murals. Maybe she'll do it. My mother would love to paint his cock and balls.
Okay, so...
Don't judge my mom, Key.
I'm not.
Don't judge Andy Sufton's beautiful cock and balls.
Okay, But you know what? Cheers to the smell.
Yeah. Cheers to the smell.
Cheers to the smell, bro.
Oh, life is real painful.
It is, and I'm loving it. Okay, Sean.
That's real refreshing.
You like the way it smells?
Yes, and I already know it's going to be deceiving. I can smell the booze, though.
You can smell booze.
But it's not as bad as I thought. It's more of a mouthwash kind of smell.
Okay, I can see that.
It's alcoholic, yes, but it's more refreshing than it is, like, nauseating.
Fair enough. Anything else? Can you smell, let me ask you this, can you smell blueberries at all?
I'm smelling some kind of oils, I'll be honest with you. Okay. I don't smell any fruits. I'm probably smelling some sort of, and I get all these mixed up because I'm an idiot. The wheats or the yeast or the hops or all those kind of run together for me. I don't know why. I can't differentiate.
Well, I'm
going to
differentiate for you. Yeah. So yeast is going to give you bready. Because yeast, think of yeast as making bread. Okay. Right? Just making bread. That dough smell, just think of what yeast in your head is, right? Okay.
Okay.
Malt will put the sweet aspect in, right? Mm. And malt will put in it'll give you sweet fragrances from malt. You'll get a lot of like citrus notes from the hops. Okay. So that kind of helps.
Okay. So
then
I guess this is more down the malty road.
So if it's sweet,
yeah,
real pungent sweet, then you're usually getting it from the malt.
That helps me with my weed game now that you mentioned that.
See, there you go. I got you, bro.
Thank you.
So, okay. So my turn, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Real boozy. Boozy, mm-hmm. boozy, boozy. But you're right. Very subtle. Mm-hmm. It smells like watered down liquor. For me, it smells like watered down liquor.
Yeah.
I am getting
like apple juice or something.
A little bit of apple juice, but I'm getting honey.
Oh, there you go.
I'm getting it's like a tea almost. It's like a lemon tea, yeah. But like with blueberries. So I'm definitely getting blueberries all day, but like the husk, the skin, the little tannings. But it does. It almost smells like a. You know what it smells like? A very far away pie. Like
yeah.
it is. Like somebody's
yeah.
cooking. You're like. You tap your boy and like, bro, am I smelling pie, homie?
It smells very much like a physical food, like a hard.
Yeah, does that make sense? Like it's just almost like the fragrance is of
like
some sort of pastry thing. Yeah. Oh, we got to find what that smell is. You know?
Like a croissant.
I like that. Okay, so.
Why do they even have a fucking alphabet? I'm sorry. they just, all of these letters don't mean nothing. You focus on this one and this one. The rest doesn't mean nothing. That's like, I'm getting almost German. It's the Z part. Anyway, go ahead. I can't
the
do
Z
accents.
Shit. That the Zeke shit. Okay, here we go. Cheers to the tasteful. Today's is all about hip-hop, isn't it?
It's all about despair. I took way too much.
Go on.
It's syrupy. It's real syrupy. Oh, it's real.
This is why. This is why you're so vital to the show. You're not just a pretty face.
Oh, it burns. It's like when you make your ramen too hot.
Oh, man. This is delicious, bruh. Okay. Can you talk about... Can you take another, like a smaller sip?
Okay.
Can you take a smaller sip and work it, and then give me something?
I saw you took such a big sip, and I was like, "Let's get this started."
Well, you already know you're gonna have to kill it, so I can go wash it out. So
I know,
but don't kill it just yet. This is something we're gonna savor together, real quick.
Fuck, dude.
What's going on over there, sugar tits?
I'm guessing that's that malt, because it's the sweet shit, but it's still, like, the pie bread shit.
Okay, so it's, like so but we're getting crust.
Yeah, but it's, like, they drizzled something on top of it, some sort of syrup.
Oh, so it's just really,
a blueberry syrup on top.
Okay.
Or maybe not blueberry, I'm just saying that because of the thing, to be honest.
No,
but some sort of fruit, right?
Okay.
I'm not pinning it.
Is it thick?
Or maybe even honey.
Okay.
Because of that, but it's that consistency that's getting me, that's making me think syrup. It's real thick, it lingers like a motherfucker, it's kind of oily, that kind of shit.
I like where you're going with this. Anything else that you may...
Oh, God, it's really hard for me to pay attention other than that.
It okay.
burns like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for me, it's not that boozy, but it's there. Like
oh, you're fucking lying.
No. I'm not getting
you.
That love. No, no, it's astringent. No. I'm not getting that warm.
Astringent.
Like alcohol burnt, astringent, just it's sizzling. It's,
that's a deep word, dude.
So I'm getting it's a little astringent, right?
Astringent.
You remember drinking Listerine and remember the original Listerine where
I still do it. I have three bottles every night.
So you know, like when it's made with alcohol, and it's got that burn.
Yeah.
That's the astringentness.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. So there's it is. But overall, you're right. It is.
God,
sticky.
I'm already drunk off of it. It's ridiculous. My lips are numb
and
shit.
It's stupid sticky.
Jesus.
Now it's really sticky. The booze is definitely going to catch you off guard. It's a mouthful, very thick. He's right. It's syrupy. A lot of malt profile going on. You're getting some sugary maple goodness coming from it. Now, the blueberry is there.
Hurt.
but I promise you, it's going to be it's going to be secondary. Like the blueberry is secondary unless you are a true fan of blueberry pie, and this tastes like blueberry pie. It really does. Like the crust that you were talking about, the blueberry compote. Yeah. It's like something. You know what? It's almost like breakfast. Like pancakes and
fuck that. It's not like fucking
breakfast. No, I would say it's thick like that, like pancakes with some sort of compote. Now the blueberries for me is distinctive. For Sean is just having it's got a lot of sand in there.
This is absolutely
now I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, I'm gonna read real quick exactly what a braggot is, okay? A braggot is a form of mead, which is a honey ale. Right? It's a beer that's a mead is made with honey. That's what's causing the fermentation.
Okay. All right.
Made with both honey and barley malt. It typically uses 1/3 or more malt and may have as much as 50% malt. So that's why it tastes like bread.
So I was
because
right
the grains.
With the malt shit, huh?
Well, yeah. So the grains are used for making bread as well. But for people to truly understand the four components of a beer, there are flavor profiles. We're not talking about what each of them are, but your bittering aspect is coming from hops.
Yes.
Your sweet aspect is coming from the malt.
Not the wiener.
And then the yeast will be any of those combination, and then it finishes off as far as the rounding of the beer, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because it also imparts
now.
The alcohol and things of that nature. So we're not going into any technical article of discussion on, well, you know, barley makes it to, well, of course it's grains. You know what I'm saying? It's the malt is grains. Mm-hmm. You crack it and you open it and we're stripping it from sugars. You can also use these things, grind it down to a powder and make fucking bread with it, of course. But with this, it literally tastes like a blueberry pie. It really does. Or blueberry covered pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to describe this. And at 15%, you're gonna
have. It really makes you want to fucking kill yourself.
Oh, does it?
Oh, you were.
Was that just you?
That was apparently.
Oh, just you. Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
It doesn't want to make you do that, guys. But what you have to do is be really, really careful with this beer, only on the grounds that 15% isn't really feel like 15%. Sean, we've done beers that were less than this, and you felt the burn.
I feel the burn.
No, but you get what I'm saying, like way more intense. Like for me, I'm not really. It's just I know it's 15%, but it doesn't feel like
past
a 15.
For me though, past a certain threshold, it's just all
right. For me, this is great. I could sip on this all fucking day, and you have to. This isn't a 12-ounce bottle. Turn up. So all right, Sean, with everything that we learned about this. If you could for me, we're almost out with this beer.
Mm-hmm.
What's your grade and why?
I will give it a 3.4.
That's above average, and I'm surprised.
Average.
But why? What's the point? Why did it go past?
I recognize the beauty, the art.
Okay, the wabi sabiness.
Not even.
There's no wabi sabi here.
This is real classy, like almost to me. This feels like an art piece that's like offensive to the eyes, but provocative. It's like made out of. It's something made out of gold. It's like a giant dick made out of gold to send a message about feminism, like something. That I don't like experiencing, but I understand it's made out of valuable
material
and made in a valuable way and conveys an artistic, provocative kind of reaction from me that it. I think everything is done right. It was just a long, I don't know why I had to explain it like that.
No, actually, I think that's a great explanation, to be honest with you. I think
it's
the metaphor.
Like a gold dick.
But the metaphor is what it is. For you to recognize this beer's beauty.
Right.
And look, they better listen to the warning label at the beginning of the show, to be very honest. Or if this is your first time getting to know us, you're going to hate us by the end of the show.
They wouldn't have gotten to this part.
This is true. So,
they had paused right on my face going like this.
Yeah, menopause is awesome gameplay. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to hit you guys. What makes this beer interesting is its subtlety, in my opinion, of the 15%. And at room temperature, this is not ice cold, mind you. Now, Sean, again, doesn't drink beer except for when he's over here once a week. Other than that, this man doesn't touch this shit. And I think it's enjoyable enough from the aspect of a pastry standpoint. Mm-hmm. And just the materials that they are using in this. We don't really record a lot of braggots. But when we do, every braggot that we have discussed on the show,
I've never heard that word.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. It's basically a hybrid from mead. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of like a shandy. A shandy is cut with juice or soda to make the beer. This is a mead that's in a different, you know, with barley and honey, and it's. And sometimes they put more grains in it from what I just read. You know what I'm saying? So it becomes something more than just mead. It's a different offshoot from it. So that's why it's its own category because of what it's doing. And I think braggots are really nice. And braggots are high ABV too. Because they're able to produce a lot of glucose in the liquid for the yeast to get really stupid on. And for 15%. This is a great find. Please definitely get out there and find it. You're gonna love it, even if you're not a fan of blueberries. Trust me, it's not the star of the beer. It really isn't. The 15% and the pastry aspect of it is the star. All right, guys, we appreciate you. We'll be right back.
When you're Googling shit, type in OBS beers.
Big dude.
All right, my dude. What's up? Next beer up comes from Mr. Lock and Load from Nebraska.
Lock and Load
from Nebraska.
Got a full load.
So he provided this beer. It got mailed all the way from Overdale.
That's so nice.
All right, you ready?
Is this only available in Nebraska?
It's not available in Las Vegas, is all I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, so what we got here is by Kincaid.
Oh my God, that's a bomb. I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
Stop looking at my dick.
Sorry, go ahead. That was your penis. You're right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Kincaid Brewing Company's Snow Beast. This was bottled on. This is a 2018.
Yeah.
This is a 6.7 percenter.
So last year.
Actually, this is from Broken Bow, Nebraska.
Broken Bow is a it's really cool Broken name for a Bow. City, if that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's a really cool name. Broken Bow.
Yeah, so for more information on these guys, it's KincaidBrewing.com.
What's it like in Nebraska? Paint a picture for me. I don't know anything about Nebraska. I'm going to look up some pictures of Nebraska.
Okay, while you look up pictures, I'm going to crack this open.
Okay.
All right. Nebraska. I hear it's really pretty. Nebraska. You know, you got a lot of mountains and foliage.
Things to do in Nebraska. Yeah. You can go to Omaha, Lincoln, Kearney, Grand Island, or you can hit up Broken Bow.
There you go.
You can hit up Broken Bow.
All right, Sean. So here, let me get you your glass.
It's got prairies, gate, great plains. It's got dunes.
Yeah, they got dunes, big dog. All right, there's your glass, Mr. Sean. You ready?
Okey-dokey, let's do it. All right. I almost knocked it over.
That's okay. So here we go, guys, ladies and gentlemen. To the smell.
Let's shit on our own necks. Is my phone too close to the interface? Oh, that's a hell of a smell, my man. Jesus.
Yo, I like this. This is. Oh, baby.
Oh.
Yo, all right, Sean. What you got for me? It smells. I like the smell.
Really? No, it smells like some sort of animal.
It smells like what?
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Did you just say it smells like animal?
Yeah, it smells like a cat. Like, you know how people's houses smell when they have cats?
Okay.
That's what it smells like. Not ammonia at all. Well, maybe it is, but not like a piss smell. So don't try to think that I'm like, it's a code word for piss. It's not.
This smells like animals.
Specifically cat, though. Like, specifically the way a cat smells. Not its piss, but just like a fucking cat.
Like a washed cat. Like, it's been clean.
Who washes a cat?
I don't know. No one washes a cat. So it has this animal smell to it. It's like furry, not nasty, no, not in a bad way. Just like a pet owner's. It's like, sure. I love the way my cat smells. Like that?
Okay.
I'm trying to help you out because no matter what, they're all going to think piss.
I'm not. It's not.
I know, but.
I don't know how to. I don't know.
Can we go with anything other than animal?
We'll go with Okay, hold on. I'll say a durian.
Oh, the fruit?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I take it you don't like the fragrance.
Yeah.
You like the way Dorian smells?
No.
So why would you use it then?
I was agreeing with you.
Right, but you also don't like cats. So
I do like cats. I mean, I own cats.
Okay, so that's where the so you know.
I don't like the way people's houses smell when they have cats, but I mean.
But okay. So
it smells. It's getting better for me.
Okay,
it's,
work it out for me.
A little bit of pumpkin in there.
Okay, little pumpkin. Actually, you're on the right path.
God, what the fuck is that?
Okay.
No. I know, but the way you said it was
Let's
get through this.
Come around. You got it. Okay.
That was so funny.
Let me see if I can help you. So I know you don't know a lot about a lot. Okay, well, hopefully.
Sorry, go ahead.
I know you don't really know a lot of directions with a lot of these things. So let's see. Cinnamon? Do you smell like cinnamon?
Yeah, a little bit, on the Mexican hot chocolate side.
Okay, so I do know there's a lot of winter. It smells like the season, like for cold climate.
Yes.
And it smells like a house with potpourri in it.
It reminds me of a cabin. It reminds me of this summer camp. Like, I'm literally picturing a summer camp that I went to. It was in Mount Charleston.
Okay.
I don't know what about it that I'm smelling, like wood chips on the ground. Maybe.
No, you're doing great.
Something like that, wood chips or trees or something, something, you know.
So it's very
foliage.
So what we can say is, on the aromatics, guys, it's very subtle.
Vanilla, like a motherfucker. I didn't even find that at first. It would come to me every now
and
then.
I was getting ready to say it's not a lot going on, except for. But I'm glad you interrupted me.
Oh
so.
Yeah, the vanilla fucking hits you, but it's very. I'm distracted by everything else.
Right. So okay, it's like
once
it's got
you find it, it's there.
So dude. There is a really nice aromatic once you find it.
Yeah.
The vanilla, cinnamon. That's crazy. It's got some different spices, a little clove, a little nutmeg. It has these very subtle smells that kind of knock into each other.
Yeah.
So it becomes very confusing for some.
Mm-hmm.
And or you can identify something within the moment. Like you picked up vanilla, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it smells really interesting and inviting, but it also smells very seasonal. Like if you wouldn't, this sort of smell, you wouldn't smell in springtime because then something's not right in your house. Yeah. To be honest, it just doesn't feel like a warmer climate fragrance.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get down to it, Sean. Cheers to the taste, bud.
Cheers. By the way, Nebraska looks like the most middle state that you can get. It's like smack dab right in the middle of the country.
Oh, you're going to love this. I'm going to go first. Hopefully you're going to like it, but let me go first.
Whoa.
So it's dank on the finish, right? Very earthy, almost like woodsy and toothpickish on the finish. When you're done it, you feel it in the back of the mouth, that tannins. Did it or did it not taste like cinnamon sprinkled sugar cookies?
Yes, although that's not what first came to mind. You're totally fucking right.
But
you're
it has that
totally
dough, right. Like I just chewed cookies.
Yeah.
Sugar cookie dough.
Yeah, sugar cookie.
Vanilla sugar cookie.
To me, it's just as confusing as the smell. But actually, like, three times as enjoyable, in my opinion. The first thing, hold on.
Yeah, do your thing. I really like the way this
first
tastes.
First thing, what do I get? First thing is... It's got kind of a sharpness to it.
Right.
In the beginning, aside from like the strong things you taste through your nose and shit, it's got a sharp kind of, it just kicks you. I don't know what the fuck
you,
that is.
You ever eat cereal? You ever eat cereal?
No, I'm just playing. Yeah. No, I've never had it in my life, actually.
For some weird reason, this tastes like Sugar Smacks. Like I just had.
Honey Smacks?
Yeah, the little frog on
yeah,
it. Like,
yeah, yeah,
dig
yeah,
them?
Yeah, yeah.
It has that malty backbone, like cereal. And it's
well, like the sugar that's in the milk left
yeah,
over.
And you finish it
I
all up.
I can get that. What,
and
but
it feels like Sugar Smacks.
The first thing that hits me in the dick, though,
right
in the urethra.
Oh, okay.
When we ever do any weed shit and we start reviewing Swishers, which is my preferred thing.
Right.
Or not just Swishers, but cigarillos in general, right?
Okay.
So there's the company Dutch. You know, like Dutch Masters and shit.
Yeah.
They have cigarillo line called just Dutch, and then they have one of them. It's my favorite one. It's called Honey Fusion, and I love it because as soon as you bust it open, you can smell honey and vanilla. just
right on there,
right up there. And that's exactly, this tastes like honey, I'm right? licking. It's the only cigarillo that when you lick it, you can taste the flavor directly. Like you're like, that's that. Like every other flavored Swisher and shit,
kinda.
They don't. You know, the taste on your tongue is nothing like that. When you're smoking it, that's when you taste it. But the taste on your tongue is usually never right because it's all based on smoking it. The taste on your tongue on that one is like dead on, and that's why this is so specific. Like it's specifically that flavor. So maybe it's a tobacco mix too.
Also, there's something else in there. When you said earlier, pumpkin. There's some sort of interesting squash, not the dessert, but squash element to this. And there is some sort of honey or some really interesting brown sugar notes that's really sweet. But again, I guess in a nutshell that I could tell you how subtle and soft and delicate, sugar cookies.
Yeah.
Like sugar cookies. And then you add a little spice and a little love, and that's where I'm looking at it with it. And you know, you put a little vanilla in your mix, and then you make these sugar.
Vanilla is so fucking strong.
Yeah, it is. It's not even regular. To me, it goes,
I think the sharpness too is, and the reason that it's reminding me of the cigarillos is I think that sharpness I was talking about is tobacco. I think that's the flavor profile I'm getting.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Because you know, and that's what I was talking about. Tobacco that taste is like it's kind of a smooth coffee almost kind of flavor. But it's harsh, like it's sharp. I don't know the words.
No, you're doing
for that,
a great job.
But it just hits you like here. You know what I mean? So that I get that I get, and then vanilla comes back in between every flavor. You're like tobacco, vanilla, honey, vanilla,
no,
cinnamon,
it's
vanilla.
Surprisingly, the aromatics was extremely deceiving.
Yeah,
because there really wasn't nothing going on, and at the same time, it was a lot going on to where you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, the aromatics were a little more complicated.
But when you drink it, it's definitely holiday.
It's nice.
It's
smooth as shit. It's thick and like
it's got everything, man. It's
you,
just
I don't know. Would you call that creamy, frothy?
Oh yeah, creamy. Both,
maybe.
Yeah, a little. It's really interesting. And no matter how you're gonna look at it, guys, this is an awesome beer, and it's a very tasty beer.
It's creamy yet it's still thin.
Yeah, and it's water. It's weird, right? Watery and thick.
And creamy.
It's
like almond milk.
And I like almond milk.
Do you?
I love that shit.
You're kind of an alpha dude. I think that you'd be like, fuck almond milk.
No.
I drink it straight out of the cow's tit.
I had to register in 13 different districts with farms. I'm not allowed near those anymore. So, Sean, let's go ahead and give them a grade and get them out of here.
Sorry. I'm going to give this a... I'm going to give it a 4.2. I think it reminds me of, most people would think this is a bad thing, but this is a good thing for me.
Okay.
Of a Jaguar X-Type.
Okay, those are really cool. Those are cars, right?
They were.
They're cars, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They
okay.
were maybe, sorry, I thought you were like the animal.
No, I just thought it was something. I don't
right,
know.
Right, no. You're into something. I thought really... you were doing a bit.
No, it's a car.
So the it's a car, yeah, but it was during the X-Type and the S-Type were during a period where Ford owned Jaguar. Yeah. So it was basically just a rebadged whatever kind of Ford. And people talk shit because of it because they dumbed down the styling a lot during those years. But to me, they made it in this dark... My dad's friend, I remember, had a dark red one, and it was just the smoothest motherfucker. And this motherfucker would get out in sweatpants, always comfy as shit, but he was always clean and saucy as hell. And that's what this beer reminds me of. It reminds me of that guy in a goddamn Jaguar X-Type. Like, it ain't nothing. It's a Jaguar, and it's not the most fancy Jaguar, but
it's a Jaguar.
He keep it clean as shit.
Right.
And he's proud of it. And that's this. It's an old... leather jacket that you always have around.
Yeah, but it's saucy.
It works like a motherfucker. People still compliment it 15 years later. It's timeless.
Okay.
Right? Just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of our show. Fucking good job, Sean. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me. I can't. How am I going to follow that? Oh, yeah. Watch. No.
You're fucking me up.
It's like a condom that you flip inside out. It's timeless.
I love me an inside out condom.
No. To be honest with you, man, I like your analogy on this one. So there's only thing I can add is I'm going to give this a 4.5. I like it because not only is the label pretty cool, right? The label's just this Yeti chilling. You don't really know what's going on. The smell is so deceiving and it's so complex. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Then when you drink, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's going on because it's all over the place, but it feels like home. It feels right. Like this beer feels right. We drinking it. It feels right. We're not having a beer. We're having a moment. It just feels right.
It just...
Yeah. And I just learned about a Jaguar S-Type shit. I didn't even know about those. Like, I didn't even know there was a car company. Yeah. That is so fucking cool. And you said Ford, company. Right? What's that? So we'll discuss it after the end of the show. So with that said, guys, we'll be right back.
Don't ask me how to get to obsbeers.com. Just Google that shit.
Welcome back. Soft bottoms and stiff rod fronts. We're ready for the next beer. Sean, can you believe it? We're on the last beer of the show.
I can't believe it's not Nebraska.
Well, that's all right. Well, we're not going to Nebraska right now.
Where are we going this time? Where are we heading to?
Hold on. I want to do the state first. Hold on.
We should do like a stupid fact about every place where these beers are from.
Well, maybe we should do it in the future, and we will. So check this out. Oscar Blues.
I hear that name all the time.
So Oscar Blues Brewery is in Longmont, Colorado. You know who else is in Longmont?
That's a state I like.
There's weed. and also beer. Actually, they're the mecca of beer. So hold on now. In Longmont, Colorado, also Colorado Hop Company.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, one of our sponsors is out there.
Longmont.
Yeah, so big shout out to Longmont, Colorado. Now, this beer I happened to acquire, it just came out before this recording within the last month. I've seen it in craft bars and stuff, and people were ordering it like hotcakes, man. They were just all over the place ordering.
It's a popular one, huh?
Yep, it's very popular because it's so new.
Okay.
I haven't seen Oscar Blues move that hard since they did their, God damn it, their 1050.
Okay.
Their 1050 moves like hotcakes. Their 1050 and Death by Coconuts. Death by Coconuts and their 1050 are like I salute those motherfuckers. I really do. So, but on this one, I noticed it was moving just as much as those two beers I mentioned based upon me going to different places and observing. So right now we're going to be talking about Oscar Blues Brewery out of Longmont, Colorado's Guns and Rosé.
Nice. Okay, Guns and Rosé. I like them.
Let's see here. 6% alcohol by volume. And for more information, it's oscarblues.com. It's OSKAR blues.com. And there's a fun fact on this beer, on their cans. Sean, you've ever noticed there's always like some sort of looking like a little mesh looking like a net looking thing? You see it? The little circle that looks like a mesh net.
No, I know I've never seen it, but can I take a stab at what I think it is?
Hold on. Let me show the crowd. And then we're also recording this for the YouTube.
Well, maybe you told me. Maybe that's
why. I've told it to you before.
That's why I have a feeling I know, because I already do. So never mind.
It's where you put your weed.
Oh, that's not what I fucking thought. I'm so stupid. You have told me that.
Your holes. That's right. Right here. You crimp down and you smoke through the mouth of the can and you put it.
Yeah.
Right, for real. And that's why they put, and that's where they put that. That's what that's for.
I got.
That is literally this little design on this can.
I think it's beautiful. I think
is what that's for. That lets you know where you're supposed to put your weed on the can.
I think maybe they should put a second one on the side for the carb.
Oh no, you just puncture a hole in it. You're good.
Well, you could just do that for the bowl.
Yeah, but they tell you where to go. They're kind of helping you.
We have the same argument here. You understand that, right?
No. You're being difficult, and I'm just trying to pour beer for the show.
Yeah, you're never known for being difficult, right? Well, oh, my God. Look at that.
That's pretty, huh?
Look at that. Yeah. Wow.
It's a little red, isn't it? A little red.
Wow, there's dead sharks in that. Why?
I'm just kind of showing everybody on... right now, I'm just showing everybody what it looks like. It's actually kind of pinkish. I mean, it's pretty cool. It kind of matches the can a little bit. There's a little pink color to it, a little purple. Looks interesting. Here you go, bud.
Thank you very much. That's so nice of you.
Oh, for shizzle. So sweet of you. I'm saying for shizzle. Shizzle. I'm working it out, bro.
Yeah.
I'm really, we're trying to reach everybody. So if I use different vernaculars, they're going to come in.
And
yeah.
I heard you working the other day on some like Dominican Creole type. Yeah.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. You're just doing everything.
Is that what you think Dominican Creole is like?
Is Kraft macaroni and cheese.
They just say Kraft macaroni and cheese and put an emphasis on cheese.
Yeah. The cheese.
That's a classic Dominican thing.
Yeah, it is.
Baseball and macaroni and cheese.
You see what I'm... Thank you.
I'm a Dominican, man. Macaroni and cheese. Don't you see that? Only Dominicans can say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. just like you
can't. No, I was being a Dominican.
Right. Yeah.
So I was playing a part. I was just referencing.
Well, you are an actor. But what I need you to do is let's act our way through this Oscars. Beer review and get out of here.
Yeah. Oh,
cheers to the smell, fucker. All
right. We can try that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a little confused. Hold on. At first, I didn't like it, and then I did.
Okay, you didn't like it, but now you do.
Okay, no. At first, it drives me nuts. I'm smelling burnt wood. First thing I smell, straight up. Wait, what is it? It's not burnt wood.
It got something smoky going on.
Yeah, it's smoky. It's
singed. It smells burnt, huh?
It's, you know, it's malty again. It's like burnt malty.
Over roasted.
Yeah.
Over roasted.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
It smells like a gun fired.
Why'd you roll your eyes? Oh my God, Key, put the gun away.
What the one?
Oh my God, that's your penis. Why do you have a gun tattooed on it? Anyway, I smell, no, it's almost like a food. What is that?
I don't know. It's a little
green beans.
It smells like green beans, huh?
That's what it is. It's green beans.
There's a vegetable smell to this. No, it's a vegetable smell. It's a little stank. I think the highlight for me is the green singe. Beans. Like it's scorched.
Like toast or, you know.
It's like a little over roasted. There's something in there. There's a fruit or something. There's a plant. There's something that's masked by this really vegetable smell or the scorched, burnt fragrance. It's a little smoky. It's a little deceiving because, you know, you're thinking to yourself, it looks so pretty. How does it so stink?
Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's got this garden smell.
Like when someone throws tomatoes in a pan.
Yeah.
And it gets those notes coming out.
There's some sort of sweet something. I can't identify it at the moment. So let's move on. All we know is it's an interesting smell. Can't really complain about it.
Chicken pot pie? No.
No. Actually, I'm looking like, is it? That don't smell like no chicken pot pie.
Smell like chicken pot pie to me.
Nope. All right, let's get the taste on. It's an interesting smell. So hopefully we can identify it. Cheers to the taste, bruh.
Cheers. What the fuck? Oh.
Okay, now I know where the smell was coming from. Nice. I know where the smell was coming from.
That was really not nice. Then it was really nice. Then it was really nice.
It's like Sour Patch Kids. Like the commercials. First they're sour, then they're sweet. Sour Patch Kids. Okay, this is flowery.
Sour Kid.
This is okay, so there's some tartness to this.
Not as much as I'd like, but yes.
There's some tart.
Yes, definitely.
There is a perfumic flower taste. We'll go with rose. It's got the perfume taste, like, you know, like you accidentally lick perfume a little bit. It happens. Everyone's had it happen. So that leaves the taste.
They say that's how you're supposed to know if your perfume is good for you. If you spray it on your skin and then you taste it and it tastes good to you, then it'll stick to your skin better. It'll stick.
Okay.
If it tastes bitter, then it's not going to work for you.
Oh, well, holy fuck.
A guy that owns some Lush stores told me that.
That's a pretty good piece of...
He's my economic teacher in behavioral school. Anyway.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. you know what? I like the can.
Yeah.
The can is saucy. Let me show you to you.
Oh, you've already made it into a pipe, I see.
Yeah.
You're smoking DMT out of it. Wow. That's really crazy, dude.
I'm on it. I'm a little disappointed.
Are you?
A little. The reason why I'm disappointed is I've known Oscar Blues to come out with some really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And they come with it. Maybe I'm not a fan of the rosé type things, the things that are made with roses. I don't think I'm a huge fan of rosé.
Yes.
Of beer. I think this will probably be like my brewery that I don't like. But I'm going to take me out of this. Right? I'm going to take my personal feelings out of this, and I'm just going to talk about the beer. Here's all you're going to get out of it. You're going to get some sort of like almost wet wood toothpick going on, plants. It's more of the floral aspect, rose. I'm willing to bet you. Now, I believe the tart part I'm getting is something like something tangy. Let's go with pear, green apple, something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. The plant, and I think also I probably would say more plantish. We'll say hibiscus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say hibiscus. A little more plantish with the twang. But rose, it's definitely perfumic and floral and earthy. And it's sweet, but you're going to be taken back because I'm still tasting perfume. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. It's just not my style.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting, and I can see why it's going through, because it's like a crossbreed between a wine and a beer, per se. And I know for a while ciders were doing the rosé thing, and those were a tragedy, except for one of them. I thought they were just a train wreck.
Yeah.
And this one, I get it. It's cool. It's great to do different things, and sometimes it works and it doesn't. And in my opinion, it's interesting enough for you to try. Mm-hmm. Not give up on Oscar Blues, but to try. I hope I described it as best as I could, because it's straightforward and to the point.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else we could and painting this beautiful picture, and you can't. All it is basically you tasted perfume, flowers, hibiscus, pear, mm-hmm. Maybe some different cherries, something fruity, but predominantly floral.
Yeah.
So your turn.
I think it's one of the few cases where I think you should know that it's supposed to be a rosé.
Well, it says well, Guns N' Rosé.
I mean, doing it, you know, I had forgotten you had told me the name of it, so I'm not even thinking about
it. It's a rosé L.
Right. When I'm tasting it and smelling it, I wasn't even thinking about that shit.
Right. I'm going to actually look up right now what the hell a rosé L is. I'm going to look it up. Go ahead while you're doing your thing.
I wasn't even thinking about it. And then as soon as you reminded me that that's what it was, you're like, yeah, it basically tastes like roses. And I'm like, oh, duh. I'm not used to the taste of roses or any, and you know me, no kind of rosé or anything.
Okay, so that makes sense now. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So now it makes sense where I'm getting all these interesting flavor profiles from. So check this out. Rosé L is an innovative beer inspired by the classic rosé wine.
Mm-hmm.
With a touch of tannins, a splash of Zinfandel grape, a hint of blueberry, and subtle sweetness, this clear filtered deep pink beer is perfect for wine and beer fans alike. So that right there tells me, how do I get people over to our product? This is your bridging beer.
What this reminds me of, and this is quite a literal metaphor here, is the rose gold colored iPhone.
Okay.
It's an expensive piece because it's an iPhone.
Right.
It's classy. And if you're amongst the people who have iPhones or even smartphones, right? I mean, despite whether you hate Apple or not, you see someone with the rose gold and it catches your fucking eye. And you go, oh, you got the rose gold one. You're either a brave dude or a flashy female. And, but no one is looking at it going, oh, he's wearing like you would if he was wearing rose gold jewelry or rose gold, you know, something that's like
he just has a rose gold
watch. It's like, oh, that's pretty classy of you. No, nobody's expecting, and that's the way I feel about this. It's not like on the bougie level of wine, of rosé wine. It's rosé wine. You know what I mean? It's like we're in the iPhone world. We're not gonna lie. We know it's beer,
right?
Here, you know, we're fucking around.
Well,
we're,
the more you sip great. On it, the more you it's sip great. On it, it grows on you.
No, yeah. I mean, you have to know though that it's being influenced by the rosé part. Otherwise, you're just confused.
I think you would grab it because I grabbed it because Oscar Blues came out with something new, Guns N' Rosé. I get it. It's cool. And then you're just like, oh, this motherfucker's a mouthful of fucking plants.
Yeah.
And it's intense, and it's nice. Awesome, and it's great. But for me, I've never been a rosé wine fan to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
That's just never been my bag. But it's interesting, and I like it. I'm going to definitely give it a grade most people wouldn't expect me to give. Again, I will take my personal out of this because that's not what it's about.
Right.
I have to explain the experience in layman's terms what you're going to experience with it. So, Sean, give them a grade. Let's get them on.
I'm going to give it a 3.85.
Okay.
I added that little 5 on there because I wanted to say 3.9 at the last second, and I compromised.
Ooh, compromise.
That is how you do it.
Okay. What was the? Well, actually, you know what?
It was just. I think it was like I said. It's a rose gold iPhone. I'm impressed with it. I'm not thinking it's a rose gold chain.
But you're impressed.
But
with
I'm
it.
Like, fuck yeah, you stunting, bro, and you deserve it. You deserve it. You put some work into it, and you deserve it. It's beautiful.
I'm going to give them a fucking 4.3.
Nice.
The reason why you're like, you weren't pleased by it. No, I'm pleased by it. It's just something I don't like. Like, I don't like lagers. Mm-hmm. But every now and again, I come across interesting things. And even if I don't like them, they still get high marks because of the experience.
Right.
Learning what the style is as far as in the beer, that's a really cool thing. I don't think we've recorded a rosé ale before. I know I've recorded rosé ciders. And they were interesting, or they taste like straight ass. Like, they were just like, what are you doing? This, I could see if you gave me this and, yo, let's drink, I'll drink it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd probably drink it a little bit faster than I would, or I would probably let it warm up a little bit more and just kind of just accept it. It's kind of like anal. Just accept it, and you will enjoy yourself.
Not, you know, does, you know what I'm saying? Happen to you?
Well, that's what I tell the, I mean, the people participating. Yeah, that, not the victims, the participants.
Right, you wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Oh, why? No, incrimination, me?
Is there someone under this table right now?
Shh.
Okay.
I think the beer is interesting. I see why everybody's grabbing it. And I could see why it's flying off in different places, because a lot of these places that I have seen it in also serve wine.
That makes sense, yeah.
And I think that's a hell of an upsell. If I was like, yo, you're a wine drinker. Yo, I got something different for you. Would you mind trying a sample? And I'm like, oh, I like this. This could be the new girly drink. Mm-hmm. Like, females only drink the Guns N' Rosé. Mm-hmm. You know, they ask for by name, excuse me, do you carry the Oscar Blues Guns N' Rosé? Mm-hmm. We'll need a pitcher. Mm-hmm. Like, how cool would that be? Mm-hmm. Bunch of women just fucking guzzling this shit down because they're vinos and craft heads. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to put it together. And now that we're explaining this, and the more I'm listening to myself, now I get the whole picture of the beer, and now I have to raise it to 4 or 5.
Nice.
So
impromptu.
Yeah, it went from subjective to objective in this motherfucker.
It's no longer an opinion.
That is correct. So guess what? We'll be right back.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right, Sean. Hey. Pretty interesting stuff, huh?
Very interesting
stuff. I mean, from the beginning of the show
to
the end of the show, I think everything has been unique.
Everything was awesome.
I think all the beers were pretty cool.
I finally found out who my real dad was.
You Google searched that? Google, find my real dad. And it was like, I got you, bro.
And he just came through the garage door.
And I love that. I love a family reunion, or as I like to say, the victimizer found his victim again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we made out.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, if you don't love your dad, if you don't tongue kiss him.
Thank God I don't love my dad. Let me ask you a question, Sean.
Yeah.
Real quick, pimp.
What's up, man?
Out of all these beers, what was your favorite?
Oh, definitely the last one. Definitely the Guns N' Roses.
The Guns N' Roses.
Because I'm a feminine man. Oh, yeah. Okay. And it was sour, and I like that shit.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. I enjoyed the Snow Monster. The Snow Beast by Kincaid, the one that tastes like a sugar cookie. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful beer, man. And, it was, yes. So I'm very happy about that and the whole nine. All right, guys. You know what? I think we kept them here long enough. What do you think?
No, fuck that. Let's keep them here. I got another two and a half hours.
Just a slight two and a half hours.
Dude, I've already snorted all this cocaine.
Sean.
I'm sorry.
We're getting out of here.
Okay.
Give me a second, please.
All right.
Hey, guys. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in on today's show. I want to thank Sean for coming on today's show. You guys can catch him on Instagram under Shane Cashmere, Shane Cashmere. Fuck. Don't make it easy for your fans, I guess. Also, I want to give a huge shout out to the two people that contribute to today's show, Andy Sefton from Brew Rebellion. Check him out at brewrebellion.com, and Mr. Lock and Load from Nebraska. The beers that we did on today's show was Kincaider, Flying Fish, and Oscar Blues. You can check these guys out at kincaiderbrewing.com, flyingfish.com, OscarBlues.com. Beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
We'll check you guys later. Thanks for watching.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.